Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on air and off the leash
on Talk Radio.
4991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Mark.
Hello.
Hello, Mark. What can we do for you this evening?
Two questions for you.
Okay, and you may get two answers. You may get less, you may even get more. Let's see what happens.
So, what was the newsreader at the top of the hour called?
David Dom.
See, when he said it, I thought he said David Dom.
He does sound like he's saying David Dom because he's got an accent.
I think he sounds like David Dong.
Oh, Catherine.
No, I thought it was Dong.
That's beneath you.
It's not the lad from Bolton.
He's still got an
David
accent.
David Dom, he's not got an accent.
He's got an accent.
No, he hasn't.
He's got an accent.
Nah.
Yes, he has.
He's got a bit of an accent.
He's got an accent, Mark.
Well, he has compared to you.
Well, where is he from?
He's a southern... Southern.
He's just southern. Mm. Imagine if someone southern. Asked me, "Where's Catherine?" Went, "Oh, she's just northern."
You do say that.
No, I don't. I say you're a Manchester.
And
you're
then
Manchester,
you do the voice.
You're a Manchester lass. I used to play. Dad used to play bass in the Soup Dragons.
No, he never.
Aye, and Ma, you know the song "All Together Now" by the Farm. That's about Ma. Peter Hooton from the Farm used to call Ma. There's rumours that Peter Hooton from the Farm might be her dad.
That's not true. But my dad did go to the same school as Hookie and, you know, the others from New Order.
Bernard Sumner.
Yeah, Bernard Sumner.
Bernard Sumner.
Yeah.
And the other lad.
And Albert Finney.
Albert Finney was not in New Order. What a stupid thing to say.
He would have been.
Question number one has been answered, Mark. And
next.
You've got plenty of informatiano. I'm looking forward to the second one.
So, I've been asked to do a little online radio show, which I used to do when I was younger.
Okay.
What would be your, like, top tip of being a radio presenter?
How'd you be a radio presenter, Ian?
I'm not going to give a flippant answer. I'm going to give a serious answer.
I've got an answer.
Go on.
Don't try and be a radio presenter.
That is what I was thinking.
Yeah, because people that are trying to be radio presenters sound awful.
No, and I also don't like to read scripts.
Boom.
Right, here's the thing.
Write yourself some bullet points.
Here's the thing. Have you been given... forget bullet points. They're for losers. Have you been given...
You've got bullet points.
Those aren't bullet points.
Yes, they are.
There's a dash next to some words. They're not bullet points.
They're totally bullet points.
They're reminders.
Okay, well, call it what you want, but you're writing those down.
Yeah, they're not bullet points, they're reminders, and I will read them to you. Travelling tips, Patty Hearst, this is the show, right? This is the show.
They sound like bullet points to me, Mark. I don't know about you. He's got a little dash next to each one.
This is the show. Travelling tips, Patty Hearst, Jeremy Hardy, Snow Day, Gentleman's Guilt, and No Female Composers. What a show.
You could put a bullet point in front of them, and they're like, yeah. Things what you're going to talk about.
It's not bullet points.
Totally
it's just,
bullet points.
They're not bullet points.
You've just done bullet points.
I don't think you know what bullet points are.
Okay, you're going to explain bullet points.
No, I'm
to
not
me
going
now,
to because you won't listen to me. You've got your own fixed agenda. You're like the Ramonas. You've got your own fixed agenda. By the way, by
like the Ramonas,
the way,
right?
By the way, I just came up with an idea for a band. It's called the Ramonas, right?
It's like the Ramones.
Shut up! I'm doing the joke! I just made it up! And basically, they play songs about leave. They play songs about wanting to stay in Europe, but they all last about 90 seconds long, and they're very fast.
Good one, mate.
I wish I had.
I'm not shaking that hand because that hand is. Mark, you have really, really put a cat in a hornet's nest tonight with your questions.
And I've got one more.
You said there were two.
I wrote it down.
I've just seen something on Twitter.
No, sorry, Mark. You said two. We have to take your first answer. That was two. You can call in again if you want to ask the third one, but that's your problem. 03444991000. Good evening, David.
Hey, mate, you are you?
That's none of your business.
Yeah, that's all right, it's not. I was just tweeting about women and new composers.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, women have been suppressed over the years. I think even today, they're still being suppressed. Like, the word woman's been trying to be took over by WOMX. And I think transgenders are trying to take over the role of women.
Oh, don't talk balls.
Hang on, let's address that. You spouted two massive piles of bullshit there. Let's pick. Pick pile number one. What is this WOMX?
Yeah.
What is that?
W O M X.
Yes, yes, I can spell it. What is it? I've not heard of it.
It's what we've tried changing the word woman to in some universities.
No, they're not. They're not. No one's trying to change the word woman to WOMX. Trust me. And guess what? You can still say Christmas in Birmingham.
Can you?
Yes, you can say Christmas in Birmingham.
Right, I never knew that.
Yeah, you can. Despite what you might have read.
No, you can. I'm not a racist or nothing.
I didn't say you were racist. Why did you bring racism up? I didn't say you were racist.
You said you could still say Christmas in Birmingham. Why would you say that?
Because you're obviously reading a headline in a newspaper that's complete nonsense and believing it.
No.
Okay, you've been to these universities. Which universities did you go to, and how did they explain it to you?
It's common knowledge, Ian.
No, it's not. It's literally not common knowledge.
Well, you can look it up, and you'll
No, I'm not going
it.
To. You will find it.
Ian.
No, I won't. You tell me where you found it, because I've not. I know quite a lot of common knowledge, and I've not heard this rubbish before. So, where did you find it?
Ian, I've seen it on the actual news.
On the actual news. Which news? Yeah. Which news?
Well, I can't remember. It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
It was months ago, yeah.
You what channel? What website? What news source?
Pardon?
What news source did you get this from?
I don't know. I think it might have been Sky, actually.
Right. Okay. And what was the story?
It was just transgenders in.
So it's so the first the WOMX is connected with transgenders.
Yeah.
You didn't say that. Okay. So give us the story. Go on. This is going to be fun. Go on.
Right, just wanted to change the word woman. So instead of writing WOMAN, write WOMXN.
And what's wrong with them writing WOMX if they want to label themselves as WOMX?
Because it's stealing the word woman from women.
No, it's not. It's not. If
yes,
someone,
it is.
No, it's not.
And, yes, it is.
If you stop just.
I don't see transgender women trying to say MXN.
Well, because that's
trying to steal.
Because that means the Manchester Arena, and that's stupid, right? So, what is the problem? If I wanted to label myself WOMX, how would that be stealing the word woman away from women?
Because it is. Because it's
Don't just say it is. Tell me how.
Kind of abolishing the word woman.
No. How is it? How is someone labeling themselves with one word abolishing the word woman? Are these transgenders, as you call them, are they going around?
What I call them, they are transgenders, aren't they?
Okay, if that's what you call them, are they going around saying that women aren't allowed to use the term women?
Yeah.
You had to think about that. Almost as if you knew that they weren't, and you had to say yes, otherwise your story's got no validity.
Validity.
They are. So you've literally just remembered that.
Okay, all right, I've got another point. Then.
No, let's do this first point.
How do you feel about transvestites coming into libraries to read children's books to children?
It was a drag queen.
Without their parents' permission and nothing.
I think, well, first of all, no one's... You don't let kids... Eight, 7 year old kids?
Yeah, five, six, seven.
Okay,
yeah.
So their parents would be with them?
No, the parents weren't with them, no.
Who,
it was a school's choice.
Right, okay. I don't have a problem with it. I think it's wonderful and beautiful, and I'm totally up for it. Next.
Not wonderful. It's about. It's, don't know if you.
What do you think they're going to do? What do you think they're going to do? Bugger them. What? No, what is your problem with it?
No, because they're just trying to term. Just trying to rob you of every single.
No. Let's go back to. No. Let's go back to the word you said. They're just trying to turn them into what? Trannies. Yeah. Gays, trannies, transvestites, transgenders, they're trying to turn them gay.
Yes, because their minds are not made up and they're going
David, you're a bigot, you're a homophobe.
I'm not a bigot, actually.
You're a bigot.
I actually not.
David, you're a bigot.
I'm actually not.
David, let me finish. And I'll let you come back because I'm a fair guy. Even to dickheads like you. Shut up! Shut up!
Child, I can turn my child into a racist if I want to.
You cannot change them into a gay.
Yes, you can. You can change children into anything you want to.
Well, no, you can't.
Yes, you can.
You can't, mate.
Young minds are not developed. You can be influenced.
Please let me finish the sentence.
How do you think the Nazis made Nazis? By teaching them.
How did the Nazis make Nazis, did you say?
Nazis.
Nazis. How did the Nazis make Nazis?
Nazis.
Yeah, how did the Nazis make Nazis?
Yeah, by teaching them that. They recruited young children and turned them into that.
Right, here's the thing. Let me tell you something, David, right? Let me just finish.
If you think young children
please, can
are
I, David, can I speak? David,
you need
David,
help.
Can I speak on my show? Do you mind if I speak on my show? Right,
no.
First of all, you're a bigot, you're a homophobe.
I'm not a homophobe.
And you're one of the thickest people I've ever met.
Let
me finish, David. I've let you spout your bollocks. Let me spout mine, okay? Let me give you some facts, right?
I call what you're saying bollocks, but you're calling it mine.
You can come back and say it afterwards, but I had the manners to listen to you absolutely puking out your mouth hole. So let me give you some facts, right? Okay, you are, without a shadow of a doubt, one of the thickest people I've ever spoken to. Let me finish.
Where are you getting your facts from?
The fact that you think that by having a drag queen go and read to 5-year-olds, it's going to turn them gay.
Yeah.
Right. That is one of the.
Why would you want to
please have
children to
I tell you
really?
What, I wouldn't I mean, let you. I wouldn't let you go near my children because they'll learn ill manners off of you. You're one of the rudest people I've ever spoken to. Let me finish. Yes. Jesus, you're thick and rude.
I'm not thick and rude.
You're thick and you're rude.
You're the only one person being rude, and that's you.
No,
me.
It's you. You won't let me finish. You won't let me finish.
I haven't called you anything. Thick. I'm, I haven't said you're full of shit.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
What do you have to me?
Can I finish?
Then who's rude, me or you?
You, because you won't let me finish.
Not so I won't let you finish. You're being rude.
Yeah, but I'm being rude because you're a homophobe, a bigot, and a nasty piece of work. Yes, you
I
are.
I don't mind gay people, not at all.
Just as long as they don't come anywhere near you, in case you turn gay.
Children being influenced by it.
Mate, you cannot make a gay child by showing him a man in a dress.
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, no, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Did you go gay when you went to a pantomime as a kid?
I didn't go to a pantomime.
Well, I think this is the reason we're getting...
That's
man won't let me speak. Jesus, you are the rudest man I've ever had phone in. Let me speak then, you idiot.
I'm not an idiot either.
Yes, you are, because you think a 5-year-old seeing a man in a dress is going to turn him gay.
Yeah.
You are... Go away. You're
telling them that it's normal and it's not, is it?
It's what?
It's telling them that that's normal and it isn't.
Have you never worn a dress?
Do you never ever wore a dress?
Have you ever worn a dress?
That's between me and my missus, thank you.
So you wear a dress in the bedroom with your wife?
I might do.
Okay, right. And are you gay?
No.
Right, well, then you're stupid. You're either gay or stupid, which is it?
Introduced me to that when I was 4 and 5, 6 years old.
Mate,
I might actually question whether
people
I am
like
or
you.
Not.
I thought we were living in a more tolerant, open society, and I cannot wait for. How old are you? 56?
Say to a child, don't think of an orange. What's the first thing you think of?
Yeah, you don't say to a child, don't think of a. Of how, you're an idiot. How old are you?
56.
Are you 56?
No.
How old are you?
Why? What's that got to do with it?
Because I cannot wait for your generation to die. I'm hoping. Yeah. I'm praying to God you're older than me. Please be older than me.
Thank you, Ian.
Please be God. Please, and for
you,
God's
and
sakes.
And you call me rude.
Please, for God's sakes, be older than me. Are you older than me?
Yeah, I don't think that really matters.
Yes, it does, because I want your generation to go. We've had enough. You ruined it. You screwed the world up. You've got no idea about gender and sexuality. You're thick. You're horrible. You're narrow-minded. I was talking to my kids the other day, right? 8 and 6, right? And they said to me, is it true...
Ian.
Let me finish, David. David, let me finish. Let me finish, because you're spreading hate, I'm spreading love.
You're
let me finish.
Hate.
Let me finish one point, please, because you've not let me finish
I'm
any.
I'm spreading no hate, actually.
Let me finish one point, because you've not let me finish any, okay? Right? I've given you the decency of spouting your vile right-wing, borderline fascistic nonsense, and you won't let me do...
I haven't spouted any hate either, actually.
Okay, can I finish a point, David, or shall we end it here, mate?
Go on.
Right. My seven...
If you're just on a current abusing it, then you may as well just finish it.
Can I finish a point, David?
Go on.
Right. My kids, when they were 8 and 6, said to me, with smirking, is it true that a man can become a woman?
And you say yes.
Please let me finish the story, David, OK? You don't know.
It's not possible, is it?
I
God
said...
God makes you a man or
David,
a woman.
David,
you can't
David,
change and choose.
David, let me finish, please, mate, right? Because you're coming across as rude.
No, really,
you are.
You say that
Let
to me after you said you wish all my generation is dead.
Yeah,
you
I do.
Laugh.
Can't wait for it. This is
right,
the. Here we go. Someone put the phone down. Buttled it. He's gone. What an arsehole. That was David there. So I said to my kids, I said, yes, they can. And it sounds funny, doesn't it? But actually, for the person, you know, that is going through it, it's a really, really big deal. It's stressful. And it's upsetting. And it's very, very confusing. So I get why you're laughing, boys. I get it. They weren't laughing. They were just smirking a bit because it's funny. Boy becomes a girl. Girl becomes a boy. What? I said, I get why you're laughing. And that's kind of cool. But the thing is, for them to go through that, it's really confusing. They're not sure what they are or who they are. And you know what? There's probably at least one kid in your class who wants to be either is a boy now and wants to be a girl, or is you know, looks like a girl now and wants to be a boy. And they're like, really? I said, yeah. And I said, we kind of accept people for what they are. We love people for what they are. As long as no one's, you know, causing us any harm, then that's all cool. And, it's, you know, and we certainly don't laugh at people because they're a little bit different to us, or they, you know, they think slightly different things. I said, we're lucky that we now live in a world where most people, David has broken my heart, David, seriously, you really have, where most people are kind of cool with whatever anyone wants to get up with. You think of all the poor souls who haven't been able to make that transition, who had to live in secret. I mean, David's argument it's not even an argument, it's just bigotry. It's homophobia and it's bigotry and it's transphobia. That seeing a bloke in a dress at the age of 5 is going to turn you gay? Are you nuts? Because the Nazis converted people into Nazism, that sees it through? Here's the thing, right? If my boys are gay, beautiful, wonderful, I'm going to embrace them and love them. If they're straight, great. If they're bi, whatever they are, beautiful. I've not got a problem with it. But them seeing a man in a dress is going to make them not like boobs and fannies, and they're going to like willies and bums. That's insane. That is insane. And it is very, very much the definition of bigotry, David, is bigotry. And, you know, that's good. If you're cool with it, wear it.
Do you know what else it is?
Yeah.
It's really dangerous.
It is, yeah.
There's a kid in one of my daughter's schools, and she is now a he. And the kids are cool with it.
Yeah.
The teachers are cool with it. There's a letter that went home just to advise of name changes and how, you know, from now on it's he and him rather than... And no one would ever know, right? There are a couple of the mums who've said the most vile stuff to the parents of that child who must have been going through absolute hell. You don't do that on a whim, right? The kid is tiny, right? He is not going to be put on any medication for a long time. It's just really about them being comfortable in their own skin at school. What the hell is wrong with that? The mother has been getting all kinds of crap, including things like, well, maybe if you were a bit more feminine, she would have had a better example. What kind of world do we live in? And these are people our age, and that's the thing that breaks my heart. You can't put it down to being older and not used to it.
Man alive.
It's like you say, it's heartbreaking.
David, I don't even know why you're listening to. I don't even know why you're listening to this show. That's you know, this show is not for you, man. This is a show about love and inclusivity and embracing everybody, and everybody's welcome, whatever they look like, whatever they got between their legs, whoever they sleep with, you know, whatever they're doing. Everybody's welcome, man. So, David, listen, because you know what? Maybe you'll learn. Maybe one day you'll get it, that what you said is unpleasant and is hurtful and is bigoted. And seriously, I'm guessing he's old. I'm hoping he's older than me. And go. Just go. We don't want that. Gosh, what a start to the show. We got another Mark, we got a Ray, and we could have you, dear listener. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. What a start. It's supposed to be like a nice chilled snow day show. Snow day show day. Step dealing with bigots. Thank you, Oliver. I appreciate the textington there. Let's go to Mark. Good evening, Mark.
Hello, it's me again.
Oh.
Just to say to that David, because yeah. I'm a gay person.
You dirty pervert. How dare you wear a dress in front of 5-year-olds?
It's quite funny because I've just told the lad I'm dating, who's actually female to male trans.
Okay, yeah.
And he's flicking his lid at the moment. About it. It's so stupid. I was sat here listening, thinking, what is he talking about? And when you said about that generation, when that generation have gone, this world will be a better place.
Yeah.
You still there?
Yeah, I was waiting for you to finish the sentence.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I don't know if it will be a better place. I work in a safe London liberal elite bubble where, you know, being gay has been all right for like the last 30 years as far as I'm concerned.
But do you remember when we did that experiment in Luton?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We did an experiment because we had someone ring up to say that he'd been threatened because he held hands with... Oh, no, because he was talking to his boyfriend on the phone on a train and this guy followed him and abused him. And they were talking about how, you know, you can't walk down the street holding your partner's hand in some places. In some places, you can, and you don't get anything. So we did this experiment. Ian and another male colleague walked through the streets of Luton holding hands, right? And we filmed them.
It was a bit dicey, mate, I tell you that.
Yeah.
It really was.
You know, the abuse he got was from a kid, from a 20-something, wasn't it? I was really surprised, really surprised.
Yeah,
but you know, it's not.
Yes,
it's not just the older generation, is
it? No, it's not. Sorry, you're going to have to. We're going to have to make you illegal again, Mark. You're going to have to do it behind closed doors and in woods, and I don't want to know anything about it. All right. It's sad, isn't it?
It's ridiculous.
I don't get it. I don't get it. And listen, here's the thing, right? When I was a kid, when I was a teenager, I'm going to be honest. I made jokes about being gay and being, you know, I made jokes about that. It could be argued that a TV show, the 11 o'clock show, I did is homophobic. I don't think it was, but we certainly used slang words that I would never use now. But even as a teenager, I never got the problem with it. You fall in love with someone, you fall in love with someone. What's the problem with that?
I don't understand what makes people so angry about other people's private lives.
It's crazy.
I'm just not that bothered.
One of my close friends, he's not a close friend no more, he fell out with me because I'm going out with a transgender person.
Ah, mate, I'm sorry. That's
No, I'm not bothered. It's like, if that's the way that person's going to react, then I don't need that in my life.
Also, it's very noble of you to say it like that.
What is their thing? That's what I would wonder.
Yeah, well, he kept saying is, I'm old-fashioned.
All right, that's not a get-out, is it?
I'm bigoted. It's bigotry. No, it's bigotry and it's prejudice. Now, here's the thing, right? If you're bigoted and you're prejudiced, I mean, it's not fine, but it's kind of fine. That's the way you are. I remember when we were at Three Counties, and there was a story about two gay men having a baby. And I said, do you know what? First hearing this story, it doesn't feel right to me. But I accepted that was a prejudice. I'm really cool with it now because I examined my prejudice. I was prejudiced in as much as I heard this story and thought, two gay men with a baby, it doesn't feel right. And I acknowledge my prejudice. I said it on air that it made no logical sense whatsoever, which I think is what a prejudice is, you know, dislike, to put it mildly, of something that doesn't, where all the evidence kind of points the other way. And I worked through it, and I kind of did a little bit of thinking and meditating on it. And, you know, it doesn't bother me in the slightest now, as it shouldn't. But if you are a prejudice, accept it, admit it. If you want to try and work through it, then work through it and make the world a better place. If you want to sit with it, sit with it, but own it as prejudice.
And don't expect everyone else to like it.
Yeah.
No. But what would your opinion be of two who having a baby?
On who? Is he saying two Muslims?
No, lesbians.
Oh, I think it's disgusting. No, here's the thing. Now, honestly, I was prejudiced about it it was about a week, and I just thought about it, and I sat down and I really thought about it and went through it and realised that my prejudice was based in nothing apart from a knee-jerk reaction. And now I'm absolutely cool with it. I love it. I think it's great. I want more gay parents. I think it's wonderful. You know, who cares? Who cares?
See, I used to be quite prejudiced about transgender.
Yeah.
Until I met this individual.
Until you fell in love.
Until he kissed me in a nightclub. And I thought, oh, this is great, I'm in. And then he texted me the next morning and said, you do realise I'm transgender.
Yeah.
And I thought, shit, excuse me, French. But that's what I thought.
Yeah.
And then actually we spoke about it all. And now I understand it. And I'm completely, completely cool with
Beautiful.
It.
Well, then that's it. That's working through a prejudice, and I think it can be done. And we are living examples that that it can be done. And you think about it, and you go, well, actually, this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And that's cool. Well, I hope you're very, very happy, Mark. I hope you know
that wasn't what I actually rang up for.
Oh,
again,
for God's sake! Is this the bloody Mark show or something? Crying out loud! Go on, Mark.
I wanted to talk about Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts.
Catherine will know what I'm talking about. Yeah. She retweeted a picture of a fanny pack with popcorn.
Pop-Tarts USA, right? I've obviously had a lovely...
Pop-Tarts, they're the breakfast biscuit that you put in
that burn your tongue.
Yeah.
because I can never wait long enough. And they're never worth it, are they? It's a nice idea and all that.
I remember when they came out, they're not nice Pop-Tarts.
But an American had put them in the fanny pack.
Yeah, so this American campaign, let me find it. It made me laugh so much. Hang on, let me find it. So the Americans had obviously had this big marketing meeting. What's going to be in the new tagline, right? And what we're going to do to get viral on social media? So Pop-Tarts US tweeted this. It's a picture of, I think, a woman with a bum bag on, which is not the most extraordinary thing about this campaign, and two Pop-Tarts sticking out, so they don't even fit in a bum bag, to be honest. They're going to go cold. And it said, I like my tarts where I like my money, right in my fanny. I mean, I don't think that even works in America.
No. Well, they call it a fanny pack, don't they?
For God's sake, everyone, don't put them there. No. Put them in the toaster.
Mark, have I got permission to cut you off now?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Ray. Good evening, Ray.
Good evening. I can only think of one female composer.
Go on.
Anne Dudley.
I don't know. Without what era is this? This is classical, I'm assuming.
Oh well, it's current era, but she's effectively a composer. She composes film scores and TV music, and she was also in The Art of Noise years ago.
Oh, Krypton Factor.
Krypton Factor.
Yeah, Krypton Factor. Art of Noise did the Krypton Factor theme tune. I thought everyone knew that.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Everyone knew that. The Art of Noise did the... Yeah. Well, why this show, it seems to... Every 6 months, we seem to do an Art of Noise special. It was that guy who wouldn't accept that the Art of Noise were influenced by Kraftwerk.
Oh, yes, do you remember?
Or it was some argument about the Art of Noise and Kraftwerk. And he was going, well, no, they're not. They're completely... Wasn't his argument that their ideas were completely self-formed? And
yeah, completely original thought.
They were basically, the Art of Noise were year zero and were not influenced by anything. And then I found loads of bits of interviews with them saying, well, of course, Kraftwerk were a huge influence on us. All right. Is it? So she's on the... If I were writing a list... No,
because she's not...
She's not a composer.
No, well, she is probably a composer. She is a composer, but we're talking about the, the classic greatest hits type composers.
Was she composing in 1872?
No, but in the last 30 years.
Good evening, Ray. Good evening. Thank you for that. Let's go to Josie. Good evening, Josie.
Hello.
Hello, Josie.
I was just ringing up because, David said about...
Josie, I'm going to say something. I'm going to say something I've never said before, and I hope you don't mind. Could you move your mouth slightly away from the phone, please?
Oh, sorry. I'll tell you what it is.
Go on.
Because I'm quite hard of hearing, I'm sure I've told you before, and I've got headphones in, so I was putting my mouth right near my phone.
Because normally it's people who are talking like this, and I have to say, get nearer the phone, but it's like the phone is inside you.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I've moved it. Is that better?
No!
is that better?
No! What is this? Listen, we'll work around the hard of hearing thing. I'll just shout, but what is this?
I don't know. I've got you at arm's length. Is that better?
No.
Ever so slightly. But can you hear us?
I can hear you. Yeah.
Well, we can work with that. That's like about 3% better, so we can work with that. Okay. Go on.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to do now.
Don't worry. We'll make this work. We can hear you. Go on.
Right. Okay. I was just ringing up because when my 17-year-old daughter, when she was 15, she actually came out as a lesbian.
Yeah.
And I was actually accused by one of my family members of turning her into a lesbian by allowing her to wear boys' clothes. She was the age of three.
What? It's the trousers that did it, is it?
because she was allowed to choose her own clothes. I've always been like that with my kids, like wear what you like. She decided she wasn't going to wear girls' clothes. She hated them.
Yeah.
So I allowed her to, and the school didn't have a problem with it. None of her friends had a problem with it. She went all the way through high school. Nobody else had a problem with it. But when she came out and she was like, you could tell all the family, and it was my sister.
Oh, mate.
Actually said, well, you're not born that way. You've made her that way. You've allowed her to do that.
There's no response to that,
is
there?
Was that just a stupid knee-jerk ignorance laden thing, or did she change her mind, or is she still in that opinion?
Oh no, she's still in that frame of mind.
Wow.
Because I've got I've got two nephews as well that are gay, and she's accusing my sister-in-laws of doing that to them. So it basically it's mothers that allow their children.
Yeah, that's the way it works, isn't it?
So,
incredible.
I'm speechless because I'm so... Oh, maybe I shouldn't be surprised. I don't know. Maybe the world sucks more than I thought. But there's no comeback to that, is there? There's no...
No. I haven't told my daughter. I haven't told my daughter that that's how her auntie thinks.
Yeah, well done for protecting your little girl, you know.
Yeah, no, I thought, I'm not going to tell her.
There's no need.
And at the end of the day, you know, she's at college now, and still no one but this one person bats an eyelid.
Yeah.
No, you know, none at all, you know. And
Can I ask you a question?
You can.
What? Because I got no idea what my boys are going to say to me when they get older, you know. And whatever they say, I'm going to, you know, whatever, they're my boys. Whoever you sleep with, whoever you want to sleep, as long as it's consensual and as long as you're being safe, you do what you want to do, guys. I don't care. But we're a little way off having that conversation, you know, if that conversation comes up. Yeah. Was there? Because quite often we have a knee-jerk reaction, which is our original initial reaction, which is just like the body or the mind just going, "Oh my god," and then. The second thought is always the one I think that generally counts, right? The second thought, when you can think about it. Was there a knee-jerk reaction of, when you say, "Mum, I'm gay"? Was there, like, was there a disappointment? Was there a...
No, absolutely
There was
not.
Nothing.
No, all I've ever...
Beautiful.
I've said to my kids, all I've ever wanted you to be is happy.
Yeah, we go.
Did you...
And, sorry?
I was going to say, did you already have an inkling anyway?
Yeah.
There we go. There we go. Yeah.
So I just said to her, you know, as long as you're happy, and you know, maybe none of us care.
And was she? Because I remember growing up watching like Brookside and stuff in the 80s, and there was always a gritty storyline where there was a gay character who was gay and had been gay for like, you know, a year, and then they had to go and tell their mum and dad, and it was like a big tonight's episode. They're going to tell their mum and dad they're gay. They're going to come out, and it was a big thing, as I know it was for a lot of gay and bisexual people, you know, throughout history, to go and tell their mum and dad. But. I've not. Now we're like in the 21st century. Was she nervous about telling you, do you think?
I think she had to work it out in her own mind first.
Right.
So
she didn't have any. She didn't. You know, was she? Did she say afterwards, "Oh God, I was so nervous about telling you in case you hated me"?
No.
Good.
No,
okay.
She
well, that's
she
progress.
Wouldn't be hated. Yeah. No, she knew. In fact, I made her laugh because what I did is I had a go at her brother afterwards, and I said, you know, like, you never came out to me as straight.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah,
it's true.
Go on.
At least my daughter had the decency to tell me who she liked.
Do you know what? I think that's what I was trying to get to in a ham-fisted way. The fact that it still has to be a... Maybe, well, obviously it wasn't in your situation, but can we sit down? I've got something to tell you, by the way. I like, you know, I'm gay and I like... The fact that it has to be... a thing still that you still have to come out, a phrase coming out. I don't really like it because it should just be, you know, but Mum, can I bring my girlfriend home tonight?
But
you know,
for a lot of families it still isn't.
Yeah, of course it is.
There are a lot of people our age who are still, you know, in the closet because they don't want to disappoint their parents, their elderly parents, you know.
Well, we both know a gentleman in this industry who won't come out on air because it won't come out, which there's no reason to at all. No one should, you know, no one should be forced to, but he's actually very protective in case the listeners go off him, because of what, which,
even though he's loved,
and I would never say anyone, you know, you whatever you do is private, you know, you don't have to tell people if you don't want to, but I just thought that was quite sad that he was worried about the potential probably non-existent backlash because of it.
I have had a friend ask me, because she said, has she had a girlfriend yet? And I said, no. She said, can I ask you a question? And I was like, yeah. She's like, how does she know she's a lesbian then?
Well,
and I said, well, the same reason you knew you fancied boys at 14, she fancied girls.
Yeah, you
didn't have to have a boyfriend to know that you were...
You know what gets you hot? You know what you like looking at more than the other? You know?
This is it, isn't it?
Josie?
Everything's fine apart from this one family member. So.
Josie, you're a good mum, and your kids are very, very lucky to have you as a mum. Thank you for that. 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.